from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad that you're able to join us this morning as, once again, we let the Bible speak. The Reverend James Porter is turning our thoughts to Luke's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 17. Don't forget to drop us a line if you've been blessed through the word preached here on the programs. Remember that you can request our little booklet, A New Beginning. It's free of charge and entirely without obligation. And I hope that you'll write for your free copy today. In just a moment, Mr. Porter will be letting the Bible speak from Luke 14, verse 17. Come, for all things are now ready. But let's first hear these words in song.
Praise Him, cheers our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will go.
Bible reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. They all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done, as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. The Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Now in these verses that we have read, the Lord Jesus is telling the parable of the marriage supper. And with this parable, he gives to us a great illustration of God's salvation, which is to be found in Christ alone. The parable tells of a man preparing a great supper, who then sends his servant out to invite people to it. The first group of people who are invited refuse to come, making many excuses. Therefore the servant is sent out again to invite all he meets with. And the words which the servant uses by way of invitation are those at the end of verse 17, which are, Come, for all things are now ready. Now it is these same words that I want you to consider with me today. This is because they are a great picture of the gospel invitation, whereby sinners are invited to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Now there are 3 things that I want you to notice about this invitation, Come, for all things are now ready. First of all, I want you to see the sufficiency of this invitation in the words, For all things are now ready. As far as God's plan of salvation is concerned, all things are now ready for the salvation of sinners. This is because Jesus Christ came to this world, died as a perfect sacrifice for our sins upon the cross. Through the shedding of his sinless blood, all that is needed for a person to be saved from their sin has been provided. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26, But now once in the end of the world have he appeared, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Through his blood all our sins can be forgiven. For the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Through his perfect righteousness we can know peace and acceptance with a holy God. As Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 tells us, we are accepted in the Beloved. And through his endless life we too can have eternal life in heaven. Christ himself said, He that believeth on me have everlasting life. To you who are listening, all things are now ready for you to be saved. Through the finished work of Christ upon the cross, you can be saved for time and eternity. This is why the hymn writer could say, Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Dear listener, you can only find salvation that's real and lasting in Christ, and in no other. Yes, all things are now ready for you to be saved. Secondly, I want you to consider with me the reach of this invitation. Notice how it simply says, Come, for all things are now ready. This word come shows us that the gospel invitation is one that reaches out to all. As the hymn tells us, pardon freely offered, all who will believe, whosoever cometh, Jesus will receive. In Romans chapter 10, verses 12 and 13 we read, For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you poor and despised by others? Then this invitation is for you. Is your life broken and ruined through sin, from which you long to be delivered? Are you one looking for satisfaction in this world, but have never found it? Then this invitation is for you. Is it the case that you want to be sure of heaven when you die? then this invitation is for you. Whoever you are, and whatever you are, the gospel invitation reaches out to you today. For Christ says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." During the American Civil War, there was a certain hospital in the city of Philadelphia, and it did not matter what wounded soldiers came there for treatment. If they had on the blue uniform of the Union Army, they were cared for. On the other hand, if they had on the grey uniform of the Confederate Army, they were also cared for. And it's the same for all who come in faith and repentance to Christ for salvation. No matter what your sins may be, Christ is ready, able, and willing to save you. For he says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Thirdly, I want you also to consider the refusal of this invitation. Immediately following the words, "Come, for all things are now ready," it says in the parable, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse." In the parable, there were those who did not want to come to this great marriage supper, even though they had been especially invited. One man said, "I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused." He was a man who was taken up with the things of this world. Another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I grow to prove them. I pray thee have me excused." This presents a man that was too busy. Then there was another, and he was afraid of his wife, for he said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." Now, such excuses are a picture of many people who refuse the gospel invitation to come to Christ and partake of God's salvation. Now, those who think more of the worldly pleasures and of their sins than they do of Christ. If this is your reason for not being saved, then beware. For the Bible says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Then there are others, and they are too busy to bother with this vital matter of salvation for their soul. Is this how it is with you who listen? As the hymn writer says, "Room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in your heart for which he died." Then there are others, and they are still not saved because they are afraid of what others might say. Is this how it is with you who listen today? Then take heed, for Proverbs chapter 29 tells us, "The fear of man bringeth a snare." Whatever your reasons are, put them away. Refuse Christ no longer, for without Christ as Saviour, you shall be eternally lost. Our text says, "Come, for all things are now ready." May you come to Christ today and be gloriously saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.